5 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
Hey, everybody, it's Terry.
And Sherry.
And it's 30 Years of Nonsense. It's Thursday again. I can't believe it's already around again.
I know, the weeks are spinning by.
They are. Sherry, let's talk about last week because it was a really good time.
Oh, okay. We're going to talk about the Boys and Girls Club event that was on Saturday last week. It was basically a marathon party.
It was.
I wasn't there for the whole marathon, but you were. So you talk about what happened.
So we started around 3 o'clock. So we had our first live act come on around 3 o'clock and it was really good. It kind of was like a live act every hour on the hour. So at 3, 4, 5, 6 to about 7. And then it changed from being single acts and the harmonica guy. So we had Dave, the harmonica guy that would jump in.
He was very good at the harmonica.
He was really good.
He could literally jump in with anybody and be right in there. It was very good.
And he had a lot of different harmonicas. I didn't know they all had different keys. Now it makes sense now that he actually explained it to me. But it was pretty neat. He could play anything. It was wild.
He was. I don't remember his name, but I do know he is the owner of a pizza pie.
I think his name's Dave.
I think it is Dave, but I was trying to remember his last name.
Yeah, I don't know his last name.
But he is the owner of a pizza pie in Loyalist, and that's actually quite good food as well. We've been there.
Yeah, so it was pretty neat. So that was kind of cool. And then at 7 o'clock, it switched over to actual bands, and there was two bands that played. There was Sonia's band and...
Pointless Banter.
Pointless Banter.
Is what they're called.
Yeah,
great name. Because that could have been this radio show, actually, Pointless Banter.
It really could have. 30 Years of Nonsense is just...
Close it up.
Yeah, it basically is the same thing with a few more years. And then the other band was called Plus 371. And it turns out that the entire band are military, so thank you for your service, first of all. And then the second part is they all met in... Was it Croatia or... No. Overseas... Latvia. So it's the area code for Latvia is 371. And they all met in Latvia during COVID. And one of the guys, Derek, from the band was saying that they basically were all over there. They were from different divisions or different parts. Some was logistics, some were whatever. And there was a music studio that had been damaged. And they basically took it, cleaned it up, rebuilt it, and were able to put some instruments together and actually started jamming.
Good.
And then realized they were all from the Kingston area. And so I was like, okay, so you guys met sometime between 2021, 2022, and you're this really tight band? And he's like, yeah. They were really, like, they came on as the lead. Now, Pointless Banter was just as good, and one of the players from Pointless Banter is actually in that band as well. But they were so good. I mean, they did all covers. But if anybody in the Kingston area sees or hears that Plus 371's playing somewhere, make a point to go see them. First of all, support them because they're military guys. And second of all, they are really good. Yeah. I'm trying to find a thing where we can actually bring them back to play. I asked them about coming in here and doing a live set.
Yeah, can we bring
set.
Them in here?
Yeah, they said they would.
Okay, we'll do that in the new year.
Yeah. They were really, really good. So I'd love to find a couple of really cool covers for them to cover. But yeah, they were really, really exciting. So, and Dennis raised a ton of money for Boys and Girls Club. So there's a lot of people that supported the event. Specifically us. Well, there was not specifically us, but us, yourself, and some local restaurants and things.
I don't know if a final number was released. I saw there was lots of thanks going around, but I don't know if there was a final number released, but we do know that 100% of the proceeds went to the Boys and Girls Club, which is a great organization within Kingston. And so I'm sure they appreciate that. And that gave Dennis a special way to celebrate his birthday as well.
Yeah. And it was packed. The place was packed.
It was. I had to sit at the bar. I don't like to sit at the bar.
It was really busy. It was pretty funny. I mean, there was people coming in and they were like, could I get a seat? And the lady's like, yeah, maybe in 5, 10 minutes, 15. And there were people like lined up to get in at some points of it.
Yeah, it was absolutely packed for a while. Like I said, I was sitting up at the bar with a couple of our friends. We actually ate at the bar, which is unusual. We're usually eating at a table.
I couldn't even get to the bar. I ate at my DJ booth.
That's true. And then I actually moved over and sat with you at the DJ booth for a little while so that somebody else could have the bar seat because we're not the people the bar makes money off of.
No.
Given that we don't drink. So once I ate and had my water, then I went and sat with you for a little while. And I actually missed the last band because that was past my bedtime.
Yeah.
I was tired.
No, it was a long day. I mean, Jeff and I were up and at it since like 9 a.m., yeah. literally loading, grabbing the rental truck to make sure we had enough PA and enough amps and speakers.
And you were hustling because you were literally changing setups in between every singer or every band who had a unique setup.
Oh, yeah.
So you were hustling your butt off, and I saw you sweating at some point.
Oh, yeah. It's funny because there was like, they all had their own mics. They all had their own PA wants, their own changes, except one guy, and I can't remember his name. One of them was kind of had a lot of stuff that he wanted done, and I'm not going to say, it doesn't matter. People can be picky about what they're doing. It's their job and stuff. But one guy came up and I said, hey, do you want to warm up or whatever? And he goes, no, where's the input for my mic? And I said, right there. And he just plugged in and he went, okay, let's go.
Not good for him.
And he adjusted while he played. It was the guy with the Spanish guitar, the guy with the open, the really cool guitar. That guy was amazing. I will put something or we'll post something about all the different bands that have played and different artists.
Sure.
We should really do that. Jeff Dunn is one that definitely comes to mind. Jeff just won a blues contest and he's off to Memphis in January.
Oh, I did hear him, yes.
And he was great. He had his own, every guitar that he had, and he had four already pre-done and he had his own setup. He just patched into me. Pretty simple setup. He had his own mic, obviously. And most singers do use their own mic because they don't want to get cough or carry off
other germs,
right? So they literally were switching out that. But Jeff had his own rack with different guitars, and he had one called the Hound, and he would make this thing howl, and it was really cool. He's a great artist. Like, if anybody ever gets a chance to see Jeff Dunn, not that any of the other bands weren't as well, but
there's a lot of local talent. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, we need a talent show.
Kingston's Got Talent.
Yeah, Kingston's Got Talent, because they really do. I know the guys from Plus 371 were saying they had actually played in a military battle of the bands the week before and came in second on covers. So that's pretty cool. I mean, anyway, we've talked enough about that. We'll talk more about stuff coming up. We got a really cool topic we're going to talk right at the end. But let's talk about our music. It's movie day.
Yes.
It's
so today we are going to share epic movie music. Because, of course, our choices are very different.
Yeah, they are.
And we, of course, were debating it. We actually put it out to our Facebook following last night to see if people could chime in with some suggestions. What I realized is most of our suggestions are pretty soft. And so I thought it was interesting. We'll share with you some suggestions other people made shortly or a little bit later on in the show. But we'll go ahead and talk about my first pick and then we'll get to our first song. My first choice of an epic movie song is I've Had the Time of My Life from Dirty Dancing. I don't think anybody can dispute that's not a great song. And it's definitely iconic from that era. Why are you looking like that? Do you disagree?
No, I'm not. I mean, there's other great songs from that movie as well. But yeah, I'd say that would be, it was huge. I know in the 90s,
it was all, you're not going to put Baby in the Corner.
Yeah.
Everybody has played that out. And then they go into that great dance sequence at the end of the movie. And this was her best summer ever. And all that
good
stuff.
I mean, I play it at weddings and corporate events. Everybody loves it. And they always line up and the person runs and they catch them. And it's a really good tune. So yeah, there's no disputing that it's not a great song at all. But let's start with it. Let's kick it off. If anybody has any ideas they want to say or they want to make some comments, you know, you can call us 613-533-CFRC. So 533-2372. All right, let me play this.
Now I had the time of my life. No, I never felt like this before. Yes, I swear it's a truth, and I owe it all to you.
Cause I had the time of my life, and I owe.
So long now, I finally found someone to stand by me.
We saw the writing on the wall as we felt this magical.
Never felt this way before.
Never felt
yes,
this
I swear
way.
It's a truth, and I hope it.
All right, I think that's a great one to start off with for sure.
You wouldn't lift me up. Could you imagine us in this studio?
I unfortunately
we'd probably
can.
Both throw a back at this point.
absolutely we would. So let's talk about a few of the picks that people have. So during the break, we took a look at it. So we've got...
I think Megan's suggestion wins.
Yeah, Megan... Megan Wilkin, I think, does for sure. So she suggested any John Williams music, which is so true. So when you think about it, you've got the theme from Jaws. So just the movies. Let's just talk about sure. the movies. So and they are the biggest grossing movies or the highest grossing movies of all time.
If so, you think Jaws, don't you think of the sound?
Yeah,
and the music,
dun.
Literally
just his music.
Also,
right?
want to know how much this guy's worth, because think about
we'll look that
all
up
those
after.
Songs.
So you've got Jaws. The Star Wars series, so all
of
the
it.
Star, just I was going to say the trilogy, but it's not anymore. There's seven of them. Superman, E.T., Indiana Jones series, Jurassic Park series, Schindler's List, and the first three Harry Potter films. Like, oh my God, that's a lot.
Dude's got money.
That dude's got money for sure. So yeah, so I mean, any of his stuff. So
oh,
any
how
of
many
those
Oscar
scores,
wins does he have? Of course, we're just on Google right now, but I'm just curious. He has five.
He has five.
Five Academy Awards.
So he has best score for Fiddler on the Roof, Jaws, Star Wars, E.T., and Schindler's List.
Hmm. I'm
wow.
impressed. Okay, so we're going to say that Megan probably wins, but we had lots of other interesting suggestions. So do you want to give some shout out to some people who commented and made yeah. suggestions yesterday?
So we've got Robin Collins. She came out with My Girl, Forrest Gump, A Knight's Tale, Coyote Ugly, and Burlesque. Great choices. And then Karen, who's from the Emergency Book Club, she came up with all the Twilight songs. So the songs from Twilight.
I don't know them.
So that'd be like A Thousand Years, Christina Perry.
It wasn't my jam.
No, I know, but there's some really good
for that,
songs.
For people who were Twilight obsessed in that era.
Well, it's not even that. I mean, they had some really, like, the stuff that came with it was really, really good. And it was a lot of really good wedding type playable music.
You can play me some on the way home.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't have it queued up.
And then you got Billy Mack. He's got American Graffiti. Absolutely. Dazed and Confused. Stand By Me. It's funny. I was reading this a couple of days ago. I guess it was a couple of days or a day ago.
It was last night.
Well, whenever it was. And then this morning on the TV, when I was getting ready to head out, was Stand By Me. So I was like, oh, that's too funny. So that was on. Forrest Gump. Incredible soundtrack.
Absolutely.
And then I have Mark Rowley, obviously. We've got The Crow, Romeo and Juliet, Judgment Night, Good Morning Vietnam, which is funny because one of the songs I'd already picked was from Good Morning Vietnam.
Yeah, and one I had already picked is from Coyote Ugly.
Yeah.
So also very different.
Yeah. He also put Into the Wild, great soundtrack, and then singles. I mean, just great movies all around. I think what we'll do is we'll play songs from these next week.
Okay.
Let's find a song from each one of these or as many as we can. Squeeze them in. And then we've got The Big Chill, Pulp Fiction, Goodfellas again. And then Dave said Saturday Night Fever. And I said, absolutely not.
Right. Dave is wrong.
He's right. But I want to say he's wrong. Just for the sake of saying it. Dave, no, I love you. It's great. It does have great
music.
It was
fun. Anyways, it was a little something light to do. And
Now and
fun.
Then from Jillian Wilson. So... Absolutely. Great picks.
Yeah.
We'll definitely get onto it. But let's talk about my first pick of the night. And for me, my top one is Aladdin. It's a Whole New World.
Well, there is an obvious reason. And that was a good choice for you, given that was our wedding song.
bonus point for me.
Yeah, exactly.
But it
well
is,
played, Mr. Yeah, yeah. Doherty.
It is a great song.
What's really funny is I didn't have it on my list.
I know. You sent me your list first, and I was like, oh, well, all right. Well, I'm going to get the points here. But it's a great song. For me, again, another great wedding song. Peebo Bryson, Regina Bell. A lot of people get them confused. I always get, when we do this, I get Celine Dion, or I get, you know, all sorts of different artists as the person. So, and I mean, there's been a lot of covers of it and different versions. And now you've got the Broadway musical version.
Well, I have a couple of questions for you, if I may.
Yeah.
Okay. So this was our wedding song. It was released in 1992, which is probably right around when we met, maybe 93. But we got married in 94. And we all know that happened very quickly. So that wouldn't surprise me.
No, it was the summer of 92. It was literally when it came out. I was playing this at weddings when we
Okay.
met.
So yeah, this was the iconic song at the time. So it made perfect sense that that was going to be our wedding song. And absolutely, I will say this without crying, but 100% you opened my life to a whole new world, and it's never been better since then. And so I thank you for that publicly. Look at that.
Yeah, look at that.
But I do have a couple of questions for you. So in terms of the Disney movie versus the the later release that would had Will Smith as the genie, what did you prefer? Robin Williams or Will Smith as the genie?
Oh, Robin Williams, hand down.
100%.
Hands down.
I agree.
Yeah. Now, Will Smith gave it his own flair and different.
He did a good job.
Changed it, for sure. But no, Robin Williams, he does those quirky things, right? Like Good Morning Vietnam.
Did.
That's what I said.
You said does. He did.
He did. Yeah.
He did those quirky things. Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I liked the Will Smith version, but I'm always sentimental about the original. So I will always go back to the original. They did a good job. Okay, so then what did you like better, the movie or the Broadway play? Because we saw that as well.
Yeah. It's different, right? I like Broadway. I love Broadway. I shouldn't say I like Broadway. I love Broadway. Broadway's great. But again, for me, it's the original because
that was us.
That was us. Yeah. Right. So I would go in order of what I like. I would go 92, Broadway, Will Smith.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, because seeing it live is cool too.
It was fantastic. I wouldn't take anything away from it, but that's just so sentimental for us. And this was the song. Another interesting point I thought we'd share, and then you can get on to playing it because we're already going to be super tight on time today because we have lots to say. It cost Disney $28 million to make the movie.
Yeah.
However, the box office gross was $504 million. So good investment on Disney's part.
You forgot the point one. Take that point one.
$504.1 million, which in Disney money is probably a rounding error. Yeah. It would change our life, but in Disney money, it's a rounding error.
Yeah. $504 million off a $20 million.
Off a $28 million investment. Yeah. I would take that investment all day long.
That's crazy. And I bet most of that is into pre-production. It's not post-production. It's, you know, I don't know. It's crazy. That's a lot.
Residual forever.
Yeah, yeah.
It's insane. As we play A Whole New World, imagine young Terry and Sherry dancing at their wedding December 31st, 1994.
I know. It's so close to being our 30 years of nonsense.
It is. It's officially so almost 30 years.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Here we go, guys. A little Whole New World for you guys.
I can show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide? I can open your eyes, take you wonder by wonder, over, sideways, and under. On a magic carpet ride, a whole new world, a new fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no, or where to go, or say we're only dreaming.
A whole new world, a dazzling place I live.
wondrous place for you and me.
Help CFRC serve our community listeners. Have your voice heard and share your thoughts through our online listenership survey. Visit CFRC.ca, click on the link, and take the 3 to 4 minute survey. All participants can enter for a chance to win great prizes from Smoke's Poutinerie and Uber Eats. Your voice matters. Make it heard by taking the CFRC listenership survey today via CFRC.ca. Thank you for your support.
Great song.
Absolutely. Best song ever.
You got it. All right. So
what's my next choice?
Yeah. What is your next choice?
My next choice is from the iconic movie, The Breakfast Club. And apparently I'm not the only person who thinks that that's an iconic movie, because when I was doing my research last night, what I learned is that in 2016, The Breakfast Club was selected for preservation in the United States National Film Registry by the Library of Congress as being culturally, historically, and or aesthetically significant for its time. It has been considered one of the best films of the 1980s and one of the best teen films of all times. Do you agree?
I do. Actually, you've got to agree. It's part of that Brat Pack, that 80s Brat Pack group. Yeah, it was, for me, it was an amazing movie.
Oh.
And the music was incredible. Like, you had already picked it. I thought about it. And then I waited for your song to come in. And I was like, okay, I've got mine. And I mean, that movie was incredible.
I think it holds time. So I think even if the young people of today watched it, it's going to be relevant with different kind of people. But in that particular case, there was, you know, the math nerd and the jock and the princess and the
pothead,
yeah, whatever you want to call those
stoner,
people.
Whatever.
Right. But it was very, it's still going to be the same thing. They're just going to be different types of people these now, but it was so relevant and it was so interesting that they all kind of came together under the context that they came together. Everybody knows the story. They got a Saturday detention. None of them were the kind of people who in the halls would have spoken to each other. However, on this given date, they only had 8 hours together, so they may as well make friends. And they really learned a lot about each other and about
and
the different themselves and the cliques and all that good stuff. I remember it being probably one of the first movies that I saw. I don't remember if I was on a date or if I was with friends, but it was definitely early, because around that time I was in my mid-teens. I was definitely in high school. And that movie, I will watch it every single time it's on TV.
Yeah. Doesn't matter where you put it on. If you come in and it's partway through, you can just watch the rest of it.
Oh, well, I know what's happened because I've seen it a million times. So it is absolutely fantastic. It starred Anthony Michael Hall, Judd Nelson, Molly Ringwald, and Ally Sheedy. And like you said, they were the Brat Pack. And we've talked extensively about what happened to the Brat Pack. But there's a thing going on TikTok right now. And I'm not a TikTok person, but sometimes when I need a little brain candy or something, I've been looking at TikTok just for lack of nothing else to do.
Some of the things on TikTok are pretty funny.
They're funny. I got to give you that.
I mean, you got to get it in before Trump gets in, because they're getting rid of it.
Probably. Leave that alone. At any rate, there's this thing going on in the Gen X category of TikTok that says, how do you summon a generation? And they say, the younger people are saying, there's no way you can summon a generation. And then these people that I follow that are Gen X TikTokers play the first three notes of a song. And I guarantee you, every person who's Gen X head pops up like a gopher and can start belting out the lyrics. And this is absolutely one of those songs. All you have to play is the hey, 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 hey. And I won't sing on the air again.
Yeah,
I apologize. But you can summon a generation with this song.
So
I have no doubt in my mind.
And it's so funny. You've got those iconic movies that you literally can just, it's either a visual or a sound. So if I say Vans, 80 movie, I guarantee you most guys will go Fast Times at Ridgemont High, because that's what Jeff Spicoli's wearing, is Vans.
I wouldn't have.
Yeah, I know. But that's
I'm not
what I'm
a
saying.
Guy.
You're not a guy, right? But that's literally, and when you talk to guys, they go, oh yeah, I started wearing Vans after I saw that movie or around that time, because that's when I got my BMX bike and, you know, you had cards in your wheels and all sorts of things. Those were the that those kind of things are very iconic. And when I sit back and think about it, I remember the first time I got my first set of Vans from my mom and dad and those kind of things, which is really cool.
Now like you have a pair in every color.
I do. And I just bought two of the exact same color for, I called them, one was my test pair.
You needed vacation Vans, you
and
told
I,
me.
And I do need vacation Vans.
Just a little segue on that story though, in the category of nonsense. Terry's the kind of guy who decides that he either needs A, haircut, or B, a new pair of sneakers on the way to the airport when we're going on vacation.
So
that's a true story.
And it is a true story. But what's funny about it is I actually bought both pairs of Vans. I bought my test Vans because I wanted to make sure I'd be comfortable in them.
Because the other seven colors aren't comfortable. You needed to test out the new ones.
Yeah. So okay. I bought two pairs of the exact same shoe, but I ordered them a week apart. Or I got them a week apart. So I have my test ones, which are really comfy, and I'm wearing them a lot. And then I have the new pair that I will wear on the day we leave on vacation.
So we don't have to stop on the way to the airport this time?
We don't have to stop this year.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah.
After 30 years, you've got it.
I know.
We're not stopping on the way to the airport. Okay, so we are really running short on time.
Let's
definitely summon the generation.
Yeah, let's. This is it. This right here. Here we go. 80s movie songs. I love it. But staying on the 80s movies, we've got...
I think we're stuck on 80s movies.
We are. What about Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
That was also an epic movie.
And for me, the song Oh Yeah by Yellow. It just goes. It just is. It's a smash. Now, what I find interesting about it is when we were doing some research on it, Michael Anthony Hall actually turned down the role, which is funny. Anthony Michael Hall.
Sorry.
Turned down the role.
Well, also, who else?
Yeah, but this is pretty interesting. So the people that actually were considered for the role was Jim Carrey, John Cusack, Johnny Depp, George Clooney, Tom Cruise, and Michael J. Fox. Now, I think this really made Matthew Broderick.
Oh, for sure.
Like, this kind of was the kind of thing for him.
It put him on the radar, for sure.
100%. But, the whole movie is great. I love the whole concept of the movie.
Well, you also were probably that guy who would do that. That seemed like a Terry Doherty day.
Yeah.
Terry Doherty has good days and you make awesome things happen.
Yeah.
And everything you do is fun.
I would even try rolling back the car.
We should do a Terry Doherty day off.
Yeah. It was pretty funny. I love watching the movie. I love the parade scene. I love when they roll back the car and it doesn't work and they end up damaging, just riding the car off. I'm sorry for laughing, but it is so funny. It's just, it's nonsense. I was telling your mom a funny little story about the first day we moved into my house when I was a teenager. My parents bought a house and it was kind of a Terry Doherty day. So I was actually, my parents had gone out. I had gone out and for some reason I locked the door behind me. So this is, I'll be really quick. So I jumped on the roof of the house and I was breaking into the house. In my parents' house at the time. And I think I was probably about 13 years old. And I guess one of the neighbors saw me breaking into the house and they called the police. And before I could physically get into the house, the police show up, lights going, the whole thing. I get hauled down and they're talking to me. And I said, listen, I live here. And the guy goes, well, do you have any ID? And I'm like, I'm 13. Why would I have ID?
Right.
What ID am I going to have? My Canadian citizenship? Come on. So I said to him, actually, if you let me into the house, so I got to go in this window. But if you let me in, I said, I'm either the stupidest thief or I actually live here. And he goes, what do you mean? I go, well, there's photos of me all over the house. So did I break in earlier and just put photos up? And the cop was like, really? And I go, yeah, look in the window. And there was literally a family photo and I'm in it. And I'm like, yeah, I live here. And the guy goes, fair. And just walks away.
That's funny.
So that was a Terry Doherty day.
Okay.
So So anyway, let me play this. This is Ferris Bueller's Day Off's greatest song, I think, from the movie. It's Oh Yeah, and the band is Yellow. We can talk a bit about the band. I don't think we have
a ton of time.
Honestly, we don't have time. But
they're interesting, though.
They are interesting. But we don't have time. But I do have time for you to hear this. Oh Yeah, here we go. Just the first few notes. Again, iconic.
Some even more beautiful. Telephone Aidline Kingston is a volunteer-based support service offering confidential, anonymous, and non-judgmental listening support to the Kingston community. If you think you can benefit from talking to one of our volunteers, our phone lines are open every day from 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. Just call 613-544-1771. That's 613-544-1771.
So you had a great idea during the while that was playing,
and I think always have great ideas.
I know, but I don't always give you credit. But this one, so next Friday, I've already got one of our rounds picked. Now that it's great, it's going to be called Summon a Generation. So we're going to do songs like that. Oh yeah, Don't Forget About Me. So we'll play some Yellow, some Simple Minds, maybe some Coyote stuff.
Tainted Love.
Yeah, but
there's so many things you just have to play.
Yeah.
One, three notes, and the whole generation pops their head up.
So yeah, and what we'll do is we'll look for the song and the movie.
Oh, it has to be a movie as well.
So maybe we'll do song, movie, and artist if we can.
Okay. We'll figure that out, not on the air.
Yeah, no. But
I'm
just
saying. What about this weekend?
Yeah. Okay. So tomorrow night's great. I'm pumped. We got a lot of new people coming again. So if anybody's looking to come hang out with us at Loaf and Ale on Friday nights, Friday Night Trivia, TNT Trivia, I'm now going with.
No, we're going to come up with something else.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll figure it out. But anyway, I got that sweater ready, so it doesn't matter. But anyway, tomorrow night, Loaf and Ale, four great rounds. I'm pretty excited about
it. What are they?
I knew you were going to ask me. I don't have it handy.
Talk about something else then. I will also be at the Loaf and Ale later tomorrow night because I actually have to go to the Ottawa airport tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited.
Because our son's coming home for a visit, so we're very excited about that. That's awesome. Because actually our daughter moved away this week, which was heartbreaking. However, she's moving into the next chapter of her life with a wonderful man that she's going to marry. So we're actually delighted, but it still tugs your heart when one of them drives away. And then the other one's actually flying home this weekend. So at least we get somebody, which is awesome. So I will be at Loaf and Ale tomorrow night as well, but I will be late and we'll come back to it. I can see you just really ready, chomping at the bit. You asked me to say what we're up to.
Yeah. No, you're good. Go.
Okay. So we're doing that. And then Saturday, I have a fantastic open house. So
yeah, it's a cool place.
It is a very cool place. If anybody has ever been curious about what the condo townhouses look like in Frontenac Village, that is the complex of waterfront townhouses right beside the Slush Puppy place.
It's called Plast Arms,
it's
isn't
called
it?
Plast Arms or Frontenac Village. It's the one with the red roof. I have a beautiful unit for sale. And Terry and I will be there from 1 to 3 on Saturday. And we will both be very happy to say hello to anybody who wants to stop by.
What I love about them is I get my steps in.
You do. And you also get the leftover snacks.
Yeah. But it's a great, the location's really cool. They got this outdoor pool. They're right on the water. There's all sorts of cool pluses.
If you're looking for the walking lifestyle in downtown Kingston, it is the perfect location. So we're welcome. Everyone there.
Yeah, everybody come say hi. Come hang out.
Say hi. That's where we will be. And then Sunday, we should have what we would call an off day, but there's never an off day in our world. So we will likely get up in the morning and go to church. And then, of course, even though I say I'm having a day off, I do have an appointment. We have a final walkthrough for one of my properties at noon. And then I think we're going to get together with some friends and hopefully enjoy some time with our son.
Yeah. And I think Jeff and I are actually putting together a bunch of shelves and stuff in the garage and redoing everything to get ready for kind of the holiday parties and stuff. We got to get everything all set up, all the different stuff.
We're not having any holiday parties.
Not us. The ones we're teaching.
I was going to say.
Not us. We don't have any time.
Did you commit us to something I'm not aware of? Because that could happen.
I commit us to stuff all the time.
I know.
But no, I didn't.
Okay.
We just got so much stuff going on and it just got to get it organized. There's speakers.
Well, we're off to Toronto next week as well for a big party.
Yeah,
well,
there's speakers and amps everywhere. It's crazy.
Right. Okay, well, back to Friday. What are the rounds?
Yeah, so Friday. So cool. First round is called Black Friday. So it's all songs with either Black and the artist or Black and the song.
Black Friday tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. So amidst your shopping, you come and hang out and play some trivia.
You can shop actually on your phone while you're there.
Yeah, absolutely. Just not while you're playing the rounds because the phones go in the plastic container. Second round is, somebody asked for this. I forget what team it was. I think it was Albert Einstein's or one of the younger teams. So they asked for a pop, punk, emo round. And it's basically one of the bands we're going to be featuring at the end of the show today, actually. So it's that kind of genre. So it's a little bit of alternative, rocky stuff. So early, late 90s, early 2000s, some great bands like Good Charlotte and Sum 41, which we're going to talk about shortly. And then the second round, or the third round, is 2010 and newer. And when I got asked for that, I was like, yeah, I'm going to put a twist on that. So I made it every genre. So there's 2010 country, there's 2010 alternative, there's 2010 pop, some acoustic mixed in there. I got a bit of everything. So that'll be a lot of fun. And then the last round, Are We There Yet? They asked for this round, and it was drinking songs. So it's
those'll be fun.
Yeah, so it's songs.
I don't even drink, but they're fun songs.
I know, but it's songs you can just, you know, you sing along to. So there's a lot of really good songs in that. So that's the four rounds tomorrow night. Place is packed. If you are coming, please make a reservation. We just had...
How would one do that?
They're going to reach out to Stage One Sound on Facebook. So Stage One and One being O-N-E. And then just send us a message on Messenger. And
or they can email us at stage1sound@yahoo.ca.
Yeah, either one.
One of us will answer you.
Yeah, and we'll get you organized and get you all set up. So we do have space, but it is going to be busy as usual. So yeah, looking forward to that. Now, I wanted to play In the Midnight Hour. I love this song.
Yes.
It comes from a lot of different movies, obviously. Wilson Pickett song, great song. I remember, so... I took it because I remember Good Morning Vietnam, but I also remember this from The Commitments. So the movie The Commitments, about the Irish band. They were a fake band. They didn't even really, it was a band. It was a movie about a fake band in Ireland called The Commitments. And The Commitments actually played. They did some touring after the movie as a fake band, but it's a really good song. So this is In the Midnight Hour. It's Wilson Pickett. I think it's a terrific song. I've been listening to it for a long time. And after the Commitments movie, and I don't think after kind of Good Morning Vietnam, I got a lot of requests for it, but I got a lot of requests for the Commitments version of this. And they actually released an album, which is kind of weird.
Good for them.
Yeah. So anyway, here we go, guys. This is a great song. We don't have a ton of time to talk about stuff. We're trying to squeeze in some stuff here at the end.
I think we'll do a part two of this episode.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to for sure. Here we go, guys.
I'm gonna wait till the midnight hour when there's no one else.
Love that movie. Love that song. So what's kind of interesting about that is, for me, is it's about a DJ. It's actually about a radio DJ in the Vietnam War. And it was portrayed by none other than Robin Williams.
Yes, we're talking a lot about him today.
Yeah, I know. And you're not a big fan.
I'm not even a fan.
Yeah, you're not a big fan of him.
He got overexposed. In the later years, he was literally in everything. And Patch I felt Adam like I couldn't watch one more Robin Williams movie. God rest his soul. I am sad for what happened. But in the end, I literally couldn't watch any more Robin Williams movies. My favorite one he was in, Night at the Museum.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
I
yeah.
love those movies. Those are great movies. He's the guy on the horse. I really loved him in that.
So what's pretty interesting about this is Good Morning Vietnam. It doesn't say how much it made, but I'm sure it made a lot of money. I should look that up. It cost $13 million to make the movie. Robin Williams was $2 million of that.
Okay.
So that's not bad. Being that he's a pretty famous actor, it's based on loosely on the experience of AFRS DJ, so American Forces Radio Services DJ Adrian Cronauer.
Okay.
So, and it says Adrian actually says if he had done 1/5 of the things that Robin Williams did in the movie, he'd still be in Leavenworth at this time. Like, he'd still be in jail, military jail, because he just, you know, it was so wild.
Oh, it was outlandish.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it was a great movie. I thought it was a pretty cool movie. And I just love the music, the whole music from it. So I can't remember who actually had said it. I think it was Scott.
Yeah, someone nominated it on Facebook last
for
night
sure.
as well.
And I'd already picked it because that song for me, it could have been The Commitments or that. It's a real, that song is so good. And that song for me is timeless as well. You can play that at any function and people get up and dance, whether it's The Commitments version or Wilson Pickett, for sure. It's great.
Yeah, 100%. Yes. I had one more that I'll just mention, but we're not going to have time to play because we're going to play it out on something different. But we can do it in part two because it also got mentioned on Facebook last night. But I absolutely love the music from the movie Coyote Ugly.
Oh, yeah.
And that is just a movie that, again, I will watch every single time it's on TV. If it's in the room, it's a feel-good movie. And I love the song Can't Fight the Moonlight.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's by Leanne Rimes.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
We're not going to play it today because we don't have time, but it is Leanne Rimes. It is a great movie. Great song. And the way they use it in the movie is just absolutely perfect.
What's your favorite part of the movie?
Well, obviously, I just like the girls dancing on the bar because that's fun.
For me, it's the when they're going through the toll booths and they light up all the toll booths.
Ah, yes. Yeah, that's pretty fun.
Yeah.
John Goodman was really good in that movie.
And the dancing on the bar part's good too, like when they get up and dance. And we've been to Coyote Ugly.
Yeah,
but
it's not the same as they made it look in the movie, though.
No, not at all. But it's pretty fun.
We've actually been to Cheers too.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've done lots of silly fun things.
Yeah. 30 years of nonsense, baby.
Absolutely.
But here's what we are going to tell you is we have this really cool kind of thing.
Contest.
I was going to say kind of thing we're doing.
It's a contest.
It's a contest. And it's going to start next week. So
we're going to do a December-January Stage 1 contest.
So it's going to be Stage 1 Real Estate, Stage 1 Sound.
And other random nonsense.
Yeah. So we're actually giving away 4 tickets to go see Sum 41 with us.
Yes.
So Sherry and I are going to go to Sum 41 at the end of January, and we're giving 2 tickets away to Stage 1 Sound and 2 tickets away to Stage 1 Real Estate. Or
maybe.
Okay, yeah. Or it depends how it works out.
We haven't decided yet how we're going to distribute tickets. So once we've sorted out those details, we will make a formal announcement. We will post some details and some contest rules. But we want to give back to the community that has embraced us and this silly radio show and all of our businesses and our Friday night fun and everything so well, because we do feel so supported by everyone. So we want to give back, and we would like to invite someone to be part of our nonsense, because of course the evening and the event will be a night full of nonsense.
Yeah, yeah.
And in order to do that, we're going to kick it off with a Sum 41 song.
Yeah. So guys, enjoy the song. I love these
probably
guys.
Probably going to play us out, right?
Yeah, for sure. I love these guys. These guys are from Ajax, from my hometown.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, of course.
You say it every time someone mentions Sum 41.
Yeah, my hometown. Here we go, guys. It's a little Sum 41 to finish things off.
The faster we're falling, we're stopping and stalling. over backwards to relate. It's one thing to complain, but when you're driving me insane, well then I think it's time that we took a break. Maybe we're just trying too hard, when really it's closer than it.